Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Well, I don't mind telling you all for myself. This is my second visit this week to West Kentucky ATV. I got my days mixed up yesterday. I showed up and they looked at me like, what are you doing here today? You're not supposed to be here today. They said, Michelle's not here. And so you were off yesterday. So good to see you today.
It's very good to see you any day that you show up.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. That's sweet of you guys to say that. But I always enjoy talking to you guys about what's going on. You guys are continuing to grow. Last year we came and talked a lot about ATVs. You've got some white tractors and mowers and things out there now.
Yeah, we've been super blessed by our partnership with Bobcat. We've been dealing with them since September of last year, roundabout, and they've been a wonderful brand to partner with. Super awesome. We love them.
That's fantastic. So tell us, what does Bobcat have out there for folks?
So we've got their full compact tractor line, utility tractor line, attachments, implements. They've got a great lineup of zero-turn mowers. And then we also have some of their light construction equipment, so mini track loaders and articulated loaders as well.
Yeah, I saw one of the little loaders out in the shop a while ago, or yesterday, and they are neat to have, and I could always think of something to get into in one of those.
Yes, those fit into small spaces, so perfect for anyone working in landscaping. That one's actually sold. That's why it's pulled in, but we hope to get another one in soon. Yeah.
There you go. I like that. So that's a good thing, though, but West Kentucky ATVs, so you guys have a full line of ATVs from the small to the big four-seaters, and however many seats you can get on one, but it becomes specializing in that.
We do. So we have done the pre-owned ATV and UTV sales for going on 11 and a half, 12 years now, somewhere in that ballpark. And that has just been the foundation of what we've done. So it's been really fun to expand on it and see how everything's grown.
You know, and you can tell because I hear other people talking about you in other communities that do business with you here. And so your customer base has really expanded too.
It has been really neat to see. Obviously, the local support is amazing, and we're so blessed by our local customers, but especially since we've moved to this location, we have pulled in so many customers from surrounding counties and states. We have people travel in from other states every week, so it's just been really awesome to be able to serve a growing customer base.
What got you guys started? Why did you start the business?
I married Seth Wyatt, and he's a very driven fellow. But we have dated since we're very young, and we used to ride a lot of ATVs together and have fun. And he, as a hobby, I guess, would tinker on them and work on them, and fix them up and resell them, and that just grew over the years. And now involves the whole family.
Being married to him, do you get any of that tinkering ability, or did it all go down to Cole?
Nobody wants me tinkering on anything. Not one thing does anybody want me working on. Not at all. Yeah.
We had a chance to visit with Cole this morning. I enjoyed seeing him at the high school, and I tell you what, he's got a couple of projects he's working on there too.
Yes, I am so proud of him, and with this being FFA week, I sing the praises of the ag department at the high school all the time because, his SAE for FFA is ag mechanics. And it's so amazing, because, with his own funds, he buys and resells ATVs as well. So the fact that he can take those up there during the school day, work on those in the ag department, gain that kind of career knowledge and just that hands-on experience during the school day is invaluable.
I think it's good because, he can, exactly. But it really prepares him to be right here in the business with you guys.
It does. And they've been wonderful. Mr. Kukuhiko at the high school, they're all so great about supporting that. He recently had to be out to attend a Bobcat training, right. And they're so supportive of his, continuing education and career. We can't sing their praises enough.
Yeah, we're at West Kentucky ATVs. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the folks you of course, Seth and Cole with you, the rest of the crew you got. Your crew's continuing to expand here because you're serving customers right. We're West Kentucky ATV celebrating National FFA Week on WPKY.